and tell you how it's been trying to fall within the lines of my lane. How it has been hard to find where I wanted to stay. Leave my stain, leave my footprint in the ground. Where I am now, building life beyond life, empowering the bright to be bright. Reclaiming my time, yeah. It's been a long, long time since I took the time just to look back, see how far I made it. Homeless, I was broke down, I was hurting, I was bruised all around, but it did not stop me from growing into what I need to be. Matter of fact, it shaped me and it helped. I could have gave up, I could have let it go, I could have threw in the towel and said I've had enough now, but I didn't.
Hey everybody, welcome back to UMIM Live Podcast with your host, Von B. Land. And I'm coming to you today with a special guest on my show, Charmaine.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Introduce yourself to the people. Who are you?
I would say that I'm a working human being. and at the same time, I like art. I like to, I think I like to interject my own ideas into art. Maybe that exists. That's why I like photography. Yeah. It's taking a picture of something that exists and then you edit it and you make it.
So you are a photographer in the city?
Yes. I live in the city, or I live near the city. And
of Richmond?
Yes.
Are you from here?
No, I am not. I moved recently from Maryland, but I've grown up in different parts of the world, in different parts of America.
Speak up a little bit.
Oh yeah, I've just grown up in different parts of America, you know, different parts of the world, stuff like that.
So you would you call yourself a world traveler photographer?
I would say that that's kind of what I want to do. I feel like that's definitely my dream, just to like make money off of doing something like that. That would be dope.
That's awesome.
That would be dope.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everybody, we were just on a couple days ago. I want to give a big shout out to a couple people before we dive in deeper into our show today. Big shout out to my mom. It's her birthday. Woo! So happy birthday, Mom, Lynette Baptiste. She is amazing. I'm not going to give her age. I really was about to give her age. I had to catch myself because she probably will say something about that later. But it is her birthday, and I think it is Martin Luther King birthday as well today.
Was it?
I believe so. The fact that I did not know that beforehand. Let's see. It's Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Like day.
He was born this day in history.
It's not Martin Luther King Day.
Well, it's not his day. That's this weekend, right?
Huh?
It is this weekend.
Close, I'm saying, so it's close.
It's Martin Luther King weekend. They usually have celebrations and things going on. I never really understood that. Like, what's the significance of this special day?
I think it's society trying to put a face to a cause, probably.
Put a face to cause.
Yeah, put putting a face to a cause, like making it the face of a cause so that people can relate it to one person, as opposed to understanding that it's really the community of them that are changing things.
Right.
But like that makes them believe that only one person can change things. So they're waiting for this leader who's going to change things when really he's supposed to represent everyone.
Right.
And so they try to make it a day so that we don't gather together, uprise. That's all I'm saying.
We do honor Martin Luther King today for all that he has done and paved the way for, and everybody else who walked with him too back then, and just making civil change and the stuff that we still need to be working on now. Honestly, do we still need to have a march? Do we still need to have riots, peaceful protests? Will it still be peaceful, or will they still fight us, is the question, like they did when we were trying to be peaceful?
We're always going to be fighting. They're like, we're territorial creatures,
yeah,
by nature in a way. So
wow. Oh, it is crazy. So many people like really pass over the issues that we still have today. Like I was pulled over not too long ago, a couple days ago, and they were just harassing me about, I was wrong for having my brights on, okay, but after they pulled me for having my brights on, they were like, you're not gonna get a ticket. Then he went back to the car, his partner got out of the car and came up to me, and he was just like harassing me, like, do you got any drugs in the car, do you got any bombs in the car, you got any weapons in the car? And I was like, no. And then he asked me again after I said no. And then I said no again. He asked me, am I sure? And he was like, well, since you're so sure, can we search your car? I mean, we don't have to, but can we? And I was like, well, I really don't feel like you need to. And he was like, so you have any bombs, any drugs, any weapons? And he just repeated himself. Like, he wants me to get to a boiling point to go off for them to have a reason, right, exactly, to do something. And it's really, really
scary.
It's scary. It is really scary. It is scary. Quote of the day is, winning doesn't always mean being first. Winning doesn't always
like definitely
mean
a quote from like middle school or something.
Being first. I mean, you have a better one?
But most of the time it does.
You want to win overall. You want your win to have longevity. No,
you win. Your
not
win can
just
be relative.
First place for
your win
right
can
now.
Be relative. You don't have to be Cardi B famous to feel successful.
Right. Right. What is success to you? Like, what makes you feel like you are being what you are supposed to be and giving what you're supposed to give back to the community and utilizing all of your gifts, your tools, your talents, and being a better person? But you called my quote a middle school quote, so.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's like, we don't apologize for our opinions. No, like, I just was like, it related to something that you would say in middle school, like, to teach kids like that they don't always have to be like that, you know, being first is not the only way they can win.
Right. I have a little deeper one, okay? If you work just for money, you'll never make it. But if you love what you're doing and you're always put your customers first, success will be yours. When writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen. A professional is someone who can do his best work when he doesn't feel like it.
Mm. Your clients, your customers, your fans.
Yeah.
You really do cater to them. The celebrities out here wouldn't be anything without fans that care about who they are.
Right, right.
Like, so at the end of the day, I think it has a lot to do with, like I said, like that relative success. Like, are you catering to your audience? You know?
Mm-hmm. But how do you know your audience?
You have to assess your audience. You can, there's different ways, like different algorithms where you can assess age group, location, like of your followers and things like that. And if you keep track of those algorithms, you can keep track of what people are interested in those areas. It takes research. It takes work.
Like, yeah.
It's not like a you know, easy thing, but you also look at your comments and what people are suggesting, what your people are watching your videos, mm-hmm. you know, what they're interested in, all that kind of stuff, what they're searching on the internet, mm-hmm. all of that.
Now, it's a lot of people who feel like they don't have enough viewers or followers, even though they are putting out the content, they just don't have the following at that moment. But does it take you to just continue to put stuff up? I feel like being persistent and never stopping, you know, people will eventually catch on. But that is tiring when you're still putting out your best work every time, you know, and nobody's really responding to what you're doing. That can be stressful.
Yeah, it can.
To an artist, to anybody who is trying to follow out their dream and actually do something that's effective, you know? What kind of tips would you have for an upcoming artist of any sector?
I would say definitely be unique, be yourself. I would say try to cater to what you know you're best at. Like, I feel like a singer, a performer, they have an idea of what their range is and what their capabilities are.
Yeah.
And they just need to push it to that limit and stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is key. And I say that all the time. But at the same time, sometimes, I mean, that can be difficult because other things get in the way. But it really does have to show your passion. Sometimes it takes that being the only thing that you do
mm-hmm.
yeah. for you to put your all into it. Because mm-hmm. it's like, it gives you that drive. You know, and like that's a scary thought to like just to like dive right into your art and be your art, have your art be your living and stuff like that. That's a difficult move.
But that's honestly what it takes.
Yeah,
that's honestly the push it takes. But it's so many of us who are multi-talented, you know, and we stretch ourselves trying to be in every area that we are capable of being in. Does it take time to like focus in on one thing before another, like put it on hold, or can you grow in all areas at one time?
I would say that it could have been in person, but no one's gonna grow in all areas at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, because like if you think about it, you can't put 100% of your attention to multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is gonna be some give, some take. So you have to realize that there's going to be some slack and things. You can't give everything 100%. Not physically possible.
Not physically possible.
Not really. Not in the world of physics. Like doing something, like how can you have your attention on your, you see, like you could say, I could drive and use my phone at the same time. Like, and that might be a capability that you have, but you cannot say that you're paying to the road 100% if you look at your phone. Because that's physically impossible.
Right.
Like you cannot say I'm looking at the road 100% and I'm looking at my phone, because that means that you're using some portion of your vision to look at your phone.
Mm-hmm. Got to hone in and
exactly.
focus on what it is that we really want to perfect.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing for 2020 is just being focused on what's coming up next. Because a lot of things are happening, a lot of things are transpiring, great opportunities, you know, meet new people. You never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen.
I agree. Like, you don't have a control. Like, it's just the world will take you, sweep you up. You're just a leaf in the wind.
A leaf in the wind.
Right.
All right, so I want to do this plug. Want to let everybody know that Worship Vibes is back. We'll be having our first session of 2020 on Saturday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. That'll be at 17 North 22nd Street, 23223. Vendor tables are available this go round. We're going to have a networking lounge so that if you have your own business, small business, you have your own product, you can come get a table for a small fee. You just have to contact one of us. A good contact point for us would be worshipvibes@umim.info. That's worshipvibes@umim.info. And just send what your business is, what your product is, and if you need one or two tables, okay? We do have space available. We will have a networking lounge that will be upstairs in the loft. This place is a little bit more spacious than the last place we were in, and we are really, really excited about what's to come and what's gonna happen and the great artists that are lining up to be featured on the 22nd. So please, 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 please save the date for Worship Vibes. It is going down. And I do wanna put another plug in for the Excelling Church Richmond that is recently, I got brought on as the new praise and worship leader at Excelling Church Richmond. And and their first service, our launch service will be February 2nd, 2020. At 10 a.m. That's February 2nd, 2020 at 10 a.m. at Carver Elementary off of Lee Street. I'm sorry. Carver Elementary off of Lee Street in Richmond, Virginia, downtown. Please, please, please come check us out. The campus pastor is Robert and Shaquana Dunham. They are the pastors of the Richmond campus. And the founder is Pastor Gabriel Solomon is the founding pastor of the Excelling Church in New York. It's in Queens, New York. That is a founder. They have been a church for about 4 years, and they have over 6 locations now. And I believe Richmond is the sixth or the seventh location. So
yeah, Richmond has a lot of new and upcoming locations for performances.
Different churches are popping up. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff going on, construction everywhere. Right.
They're redoing the stadium.
Yeah.
Dominion Energy is redoing the stadium. So that'll bring in a lot of new performances, like concerts and stuff, which will bring more big artists to the city, which I think will really benefit a lot of different things, revenue, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. I'm just really excited, you guys, about this opportunity that they gave me, that God provided, I believe, you know. That launch service is February 2nd at 10 a.m. Please, please do your best to be there. I did want to do another plug for Love Cathedral Community Church. We are going to be doing a mission on the 25th of January at 11 a.m. We're ministering to the community. If you would like to join us, I believe meet us at 1223 North 25th Street at Mount Olivet Church, just to start before we go out into the community at 11 a.m. If you want to be a part, please join us. It is open to everybody who would like to join and volunteer. Life is good and endurance is what we need, okay? Through all things, through all situations, and everything that is going on is working out for our good. God said, close any door that you think should be closed, even if you think it should be open.
That's what God said?
Well, it says God. And then it says, close any door. Somebody, this is a quote. It's a quote. It's a quote.
Okay.
Don't allow anyone to silence your worship. They have no clue how good God's been to you. Hold on, you guys. Hello?
What's going on?
Everybody say hello to Sincere. Say hey, Sincere.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Hold on real quick. I was really not supposed to answer my phone right now, but I hate being rude. But we're going to close it out for today. And please, please, please check us out again in like 2 more days. I promise you guys, we'll have another episode for you. And just keep on the lookout for UMIM Live Podcast with your host, Von B. Lynn.